Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is De Niro's Game by Rawee Hage, published by House of Anansi Press in 2006. Today is all about war, friendship, and petty crime. Beirut is being bombed, and Bassam wants to escape to Rome. He fills his days with legitimate part-time work on the ports, with the odd bit of petty crime with his best friend George on the side. George is also known as De Niro. The flat Bassam shares with his mother is missing a wall after the latest round of bombings, but Bassam refuses to hide in the shelters when more bombs come. George works at a poker machine parlour, a front to fund the local Christian militia. But as George is being drawn deeper into the world of the charismatic leader of the militia and its organised crime connections, he enlists Bassam to help him skim some money off the top to line their own pockets. Bassam needs more money if he's going to escape to Europe, but he's reluctant to join George in the militia. He starts a secret affair with a girl from the neighbourhood and promises to take her to Rome with him. But Bassam needs one last job to fund his trip. And when his mother dies and his girl rejects him for someone else, George, Bassam realises he has nothing left in Beirut. But what can he do to get the money he needs to get on a ship? De Niro's Game is a simple, poetic and beautifully written book about war, childhood friendships and crime. The main character, Bassam, is languid and nonchalant most of the time, lying back and smoking and thinking, but he very quickly shifts from laid back to terrifying. He's not afraid to defend himself or take what he thinks is his, brandishing a gun or using a tire iron. All around him is grief and decay as his city is falling around his ears, and all he wants is to start a new life somewhere else. Bassam and George have built their own masculine identities through the movies they've seen, most obviously mimicking Robert De Niro, and the game in the title of the book refers to the Russian roulette scene from The Deer Hunter. And this book also owes a lot to Albert Camus' The Stranger, which Bassam picks up and reads later on in the book. Now, I was drawn into this book by virtue of the setting, the poetic way that the crumbling Beirut was described and how people carry on throughout the bombings and constant death to carve out some kind of a life. There's also the unique Lebanese situation with their religious differences and the impact of the whole Middle Eastern region. But taking away this setting, this could be any story of boys growing into men, small-time hoodlums and organised crime. And so the setting and the motivation of escaping to Europe was the reasons that I kept reading. So if you like petty crime, war, Robert De Niro, simple and beautiful descriptions, crumbling cities and Camus' The Stranger, I recommend De Niro's Game by Rawee Hage. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.